What a wonderful song, A Call to Worship. Now is the time to worship. A wonderful sound and thought, an idea and practice to begin a brand new day that God has given to us. Today is July 10th. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And today is Thursday. It's Thursday morning, y'all. Thank God for waking us up, giving us a wonderful night of rest. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. We gather around this region as we are right now. Thank you for joining us, simply to go before the Lord and to reflect back to Him, His heart for the nations of the earth. And we pray large and we think big because our God is huge. And so we've broken out of the circle of our own self-interest simply to get with His plan and His purpose. And He has a covenant plan for the earth. And that plan includes the wonderful idea of all the nations being given to His Son, Jesus Christ, as an inheritance. This is that of a father wanting to be a blessing to his son. And he told his son to ask. He said, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for an inheritance. And the son must have asked because he laid his life down and he purchased you and I. Or if you haven't accepted the purchase plan that he has put in place, well, certainly you can by just allowing Christ to take over your life and to lead it and to take you to places that you've never been before. It's wonderful, I can tell you that. Well, today's focus is God's call to the simple to understand. God's call to the simple to understand. In serving God, there is a required humility and simplicity that for many can leave one feeling a lot less sophisticated, if you will, than is comfortable. One can actually feel foolish because the more one learns of Him, the more he or she realizes how little they know about the Lord. Every moment and every second can leave you and me feeling that we have just begun the journey of knowing Him. And it is therefore comforting to know that God understands our circumstance because He is infinite and we are finite creation. So today, as we come before Him, we are once again humbled by His greatness. Thank you for joining us. We love the fact that you feel the same as we do, and you don't mind being humbled in the presence of His greatness. Let us go before Him. Let us enter His courts. And I will ask everyone to swipe your card. You're probably asking, what is that about? Well, we everywhere we go now, we have to swipe. You remember when you didn't do that? So your index finger on your working hand, whether it's left or right, gets a lot of exercise these days. Your thumb and your index fingers, you reach for your card and you swipe card to pay for whatever you're purchasing to enter, to have access. Well, we have been swiping for a long time. And, of course, our card is praise and thanksgiving. Can you feel it in your heart? Father, we thank you for yesterday, and we even give you more praise for today. Today has been given to us without request, out of your simple act of love for us. your mercy and your grace. So today, whatever you have for us, your mercies are new this morning. And so we swipe with our thanksgiving and our praise for your greatness, for your mercy, and for your love, which has kept us through all manner of circumstances, all day on yesterday. And we depend on that same mercy today, your active love to care for us and watch over us and keep us close to yourself. We thank you for embracing us anew on this morning. Thank you for the night of rest that we had on yesterday. And Father, we look forward to have our lives shine for you. We'll just repose and relax in your love and your grace. We propose not to worry, not to have any anxiety. We propose to stand against the spirit of fear that would come to intimidate us, to oppress us. Fear of the next moment, fear of tomorrow, fear of the unknown. Because you know all things and you hold tomorrow in your hands. So we have this confidence that you've given us afresh today, and we walk in it. We live and move and have our being in you. We see ourselves as finite, and you are so great, so infinite. And Father, we are willing to learn afresh and anew today what we didn't know yesterday about you, about your nature, about your person. We admit that we are on a learning curve, a lifelong learning curve. Today, Lord, we remember that you promised that you would forgive us and you would cleanse us from everything that appears, even appears, unrighteous. And we ask for that mercy today, that you would apply the precious blood, that most valuable commodity that he shed for us so willingly, laying his life down and then arising in power to sit at your right hand, every moment making intercession for us. And Father, we pray that his prayer be answered, because he doesn't want us to be taken out of the world, but that we would overcome the enemy. And we thank you for causing us to overcome. And thank you for the assurance that we have today that we have overcome, because you've given us the victory. And we thank you today in the name of Jesus that every devil in hell, no demonic principality or power, can stand against us, because you're with us like you were with David, that he was able to overcome and defeat the giant. The giant that caused the armies of Israel to tremble. You with him and his gifting overcame the adversary. So we claim that same victory for us today, because you've taught our hands to war. And we stand in warfare against the resistance of the adversary on this day, on this Thursday morning, July 10th, this is a brand new day. Never before has it been in history. There were ones named like it, but there was never this one before. And we thank you today. Have your way with us. Speak to our hearts. Inspire us. Cause our eyes to see and cause us to exalt and to magnify your name on this wonderful day. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. How are you feeling this morning? Trust that you are feeling well, feeling renewed, and even inspired. How am I feeling? I'm glad you asked. I'm blessed, awesomely favored, divinely powered. That's the truth. Has nothing to do with my feeling. Although I feel fine, I feel well. And I'm glad that you have joined us on today. Well, as usual, you can interrupt me at any time with a praise report or a prayer request. And I will have you know that your microphone is open, so to speak, and you can be heard here and across the earth, literally. And God may have placed something on your heart to quicken us with on today, and for us to pray back to Him, because that's how it works. We're wanting to pray in God's will. We want to pray His agenda. So whatever God has placed in your heart for us to pray about today, we would like most sincerely to entertain that, because that is why we're here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, my praise report is that yesterday God blessed my wife and I with some time away from our normal zone and routines. And He used some wonderful people that we love, and they love us and we care about. And they invited us down to the Shore Point here in New Jersey. So we were down to where the sun and the water was just for the day on yesterday. And it was very refreshing, and it's amazing how one day away from your zone can just rejuvenate you. And it was just great. It was a wonderful day of fellowship and relaxation, and it was great. We were in Toms River and Point Pleasant on yesterday, and it was so good. So it's no joke that I'm feeling a little bit refreshed, if you will. It was good. Cleared the head a little bit. It's good to get out of the dome. So we thank God, and God used our friends, because normally I would stick to my post, probably fall down in it, doing what I'm assigned to do, because I'm such a focused individual. But it was good to break out of the zone and to take it down a little bit and just watch God's greatness. As you know, once you get by the sea, you can see you're just a little tiny speck in His great creation. So that's my praise report today. If you have one, you can share it with us. I'm thanking God for simple things like that, because it's awesome. But today, on our prayer list, I have someone that I have not met, but I've heard of, and her name is Julia Giordano, and I'm told that she is in rehab at Kessler Institute up in West Orange here in New Jersey, and she is seriously ill and is looking to, and her family is expecting her to recover. They're believing God for her recovery as she experiences rehabilitation at Kessler. And she has an illness that I'm unable to describe, but nevertheless, it doesn't matter what kind it is, deliverance is needed. And so we want to pray for Julia today. And her name is Julia Giordano. And we would like to see God do a work. We are in agreement with her family and with the Lord, that she would recover, and recover in a way which really is not simply just physical healing, but a total being transformation, a new creation in a great way that leaves her in a place that she has never been. And so we are going to pray today, and I ask you to join me, add your faith to ours as we believe God for Julia's recovery. Father, we thank you for Julia. We thank you, Lord, that you have kept her all of these years and protected her and watched her. And Father, we want to thank you that you have not abandoned her. You still her keeper. And we pray today that your hand of healing, your hand of creation, your hand of restoration and wholeness would touch her. We send your word of deliverance right now to her room, right to her bed. Touch her. Quicken her on this day at 6:18 a.m. Thursday morning. Father, visit her in the name of Jesus. Cause her, Lord, to have a new frame of mind. No anxiety, no fear, but of trust. Trust that comes in and confidence that comes into her room, like as if the windows were opened and a fresh breeze comes in and takes over the atmosphere, charges the atmosphere with your presence so that there's healing even in the air that she breathes. She has a smile for everyone on this day. She lights up as the day continues to begin, and the sun rises today over the horizon. Newness arises in her. Touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. It doesn't matter what the illness or disease is, but we shut the door to disease right now, and we open to the door to the King of Glory, who comes in bringing ease, wholeness. We speak to every cell of her body to come into perfect alignment with health, with healing, with wellness, just as God had arranged her body to function. Every cell, every tissue, every muscle, every organ, come alive. Be quickened in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that a great testimony would come forth from her own lips and the lips of others that have witnessed the greatness and boon in Julia's life. So bless Julia, in the name of Jesus. Give her the energy, the stamina that she needs to move, to live, and to live energetically in Jesus' name. Quicken those that are charged with caring for her. Quicken them on this day. Give them clarity of mind and thought. Increase their energy today, even as they work diligently, being your hands, ears, eyes, and legs on behalf of Julia today. In Jesus' name, bless her. Bless the Kessler Institution on this day. Thank you for it, and thank you for what it does. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that we can just lift up someone before the Lord like that, and someone that we don't even know, haven't met. It's just wonderful, and you can do it with clear sight, clear confidence, strong faith on their behalf. Just leaving it to God, who knows all things, and who's able to do all things. And you just know that God is merciful, and that someone like Julia is safe in His presence, in His hands. Safe. You don't have to worry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. If I sound a little bit excited, I am. About who God is. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to share a quick scripture with you. Our focus today is God's call to the simple, to understand. And it's true that, I know it's true in my case, that the more I learn about Him, is the less I know about Him. So you never get to a place where you say, well, I got God down pat. No. We can't have Him down pat. Not at all, because He's too infinite. But today, just two quick verses from His Word. And the first one is from Proverbs chapter 5, and I'm reading in the Amplified Version. That's Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5. And it says, O you simple and thoughtless ones, understand prudence. You self-confident fools, be of an understanding heart. And we do feel quite foolish when it comes to the Lord, because He is so awesome over us. And the second portion of scripture is taken from Psalm 19 and verse 17. Again, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So it's the law of the Lord that converts us, changes us in the inner man, causing us and making us wise. So Jesus said, except we come as little children. And, you know, we don't like to consider ourselves like children, but to God we are. We like to think of ourselves as very knowing and having come a long way and are very sophisticated, and that doesn't work well when you're going to gather from the Lord. We have to just submit and admit that the more we know, the less we know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today we're praying for another Arab nation. Well, let's put it this way. Let me correct that. It so happens that some of the nations that we're praying for, and quite a few of them, are Arab. And but we're really directing our prayers on behalf of the 1.6 billion Muslims on the face of the earth. And they're in a celebration of Ramadan. That's an annual celebration where they fast for 30 days and pray and all of that. And they're seeking God. And this is the most opportune time for Christians like ourselves to pray for them, because they are really trying to find Him. And this is a time during which they do so. And I speak with regularly and have spoken with Muslim friends, and I know that to be true. They are actually seeking, they're looking to find something more than what they have. So our prayers today will include the idea that certainly the light of Christ would shine through to them. The nation that we've selected today is Saudi Arabia. It's out there in the Middle East. In Saudi Arabia, its culture is Arab and Muslim. And the population is 97% Muslim and about 1.3% Christian, and 1.7% of whatever else, a mix of other religions. But the country is 97% 90% Muslim. And the country has a population of 28.29 million. That's million. 28.29 million persons. So the country is officially known as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And it's the largest Arab state in Western Asia because of its land area, and the second largest in the Arab world after Algeria. So its form of government is unitary state, Islamic state, and absolute monarchy. Its capital is Riyadh, and its king, because that's, it's a monarchy, is Abdullah, rather, King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. And its official language is Arabic. Now, why are we focused on a nation like this? Because all of the nations have been promised to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we must pray in agreement with him, because the Father told him to ask, and he has asked and continues to make intercession, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. He's proven that he's serious about his ask, because he laid his life down for every nation, every person, whoever wants to accept the purchase plan that God put in place, which works, and there's no fraud involved. It's genuine. So God's plan is a covenant plan, and we see that plan in its complete framework in Psalm 2. And you may want to read that. And it's very serious. And that plan was put in place eons ago, eternities ago. So we want to pray for Saudi Arabia. So let us pray. Father, we recognize that the nation of Saudi Arabia, all 28.29 million persons were ordained to be alive. You ordained that they would be alive on this timeline in history. And it's for the purpose of preparing and extracting those that must be saved for your plan, for your kingdom, for your purposes. And your purposes are eternal. So we claim the nation of Saudi Arabia today for the King of Glory, none other than Jesus Christ. We claim this nation and all that it is in the earth for your kingdom's sake, for your glory. We're believing with you today that even in the midst of their search for you, they will find you, because Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And wherever darkness is, the light becomes it. And we pray today that the light would come to this nation in the person of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of him, the good news, the gospel, would become large in that nation. And the statistics will change, where many, much more, come to know you as their personal Savior, because they all need a Savior. No deeds, no works can save anyone. It's not by works that any man should boast, but it all will come to the saving knowledge of you through Jesus Christ. We declare that over Saudi Arabia today in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit just dropped something in my heart, and I'd just like to quickly give it to you. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I believe the Lord is saying to you and to I today, that we should get a map or a globe, one of those round things that have on it all of the countries of the earth. I have one on my desk, and I believe I have one right here in the studio. Yeah, I do. And begin to look at God's plan and perspective. Or let me put it this way. Begin to look at the globe, the map of the earth, the globe of the earth, from God's perspective, based on what he has said in his word, so that you and I can pray much more powerfully and effectively. Because God wants and has ordained that you and I would be global people. And we live in a global time, for sure, so it's very easy to do that because of the globalization. And that's a geopolitical term to describe power, technology, and economics that has brought the nation much closer. And on a daily basis, in terms of relationship and interacting. And so you may want to try that, and whoever hears that and tries it, you will discover an enlarged heart, so that your heart now encompasses the entire earth and not just, you know, your own small, nevertheless important to you, but your own small circumstances. You're now including what's important to God, the entire earth. And it's no accident that our forecast is named Global Time with Christ Jesus. Global Time. Because that's our perspective. Rejoining God in his perspective, in agreement with him for the entire earth. And we live on it right along with the rest of our neighbors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Here's a space where if you have a prayer request, you can join us in voicing that, or you have a praise report. Don't be bashful about sharing that. Did God put someone or something or some set of circumstances on your heart for which he wants you and us to pray back to him and pray over today? Is there something in your personal situation that he would like you to share with us today, so that we can leverage the power of agreement? And that goes a long way, agreement. Said if two agree in the earth as touching anything, shall be done. So there's something awesome about agreement. And we have that leverage right now because we're all together on this prayer cast. There's many of us. And so take a step of faith and call out what's on your heart, what concerns you, what burden you may have that you want to lift up for the Lord. Now is a good time to do it while time is moving, and we know the time is valuable. So let's exploit it, if you will. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, let us pray right now for the rest of this week and all that God wants to have happen this week, the preservation of life, preservation of your life, my life, our lives. We want to pray concerning that. And because that is so, we ask God's help, because we need his help, don't we? Absolutely. And so we go to him looking for His help. Lord, even though our lives are complicated and difficult, we're willing to stay before You as a simple woman. And we trust Your mercy as well as Your might against every power, every principality that moves and that can oppose us. And You said through the prophet that we're wrestling against. We're wrestling face to face against principalities and powers. Face to face against spiritual wickedness. But we thank You that You understand all of our complexities, and we are therefore not worried or anxious. We are ready to cast all our cares aside and cling to You on this day. Because in Your presence is fullness of joy. You are our hiding place. You are also our refuge, a place that we can always return to, that never changes, never moves. And we thank You, Lord, that even though we can't understand all things, we know who does, and that's You. So today we want to remain simple in our faith. We want to continue to trust You. Whatever is broken, we thank You that You can fix it. Whatever we don't understand, we know that You know its eternal value. And You can fix it. So we thank You for bringing the healing, the deliverance, Your restoration. We thank You today. So today we release Your sword, the sword of the Lord, against the powers of hell. And we do so in the name of none other than Jesus Christ Himself. We render Your vengeance against the enemy, according to Your word in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 41. We arm ourselves with Your sword, and we ride prosperously through the earth, according to Psalm 45 and verse 3. We say today, Father, let all Your enemies fall by the sword. Let the Assyrian fall with the sword. We release Your soul, or Your sword, against all of the principalities and powers that would stand in the way of Your kingdom progress, Your kingdom movement and plan. Father, we ask that You would send Your angels with flaming swords to fight our battles in the heavens so that we walk in victory. And we release the sword of Your word, that two-edged sword, to execute judgments that are already written so that the sword of Your mouth is released against all of Your adversaries and our adversaries in the name of Jesus. So that this week is a week of victory and testimony in the name of Jesus. Even this day, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I trust that you're ready to walk in total victory on today. I am. My spirit is stoked, and I believe God on today. Maybe a challenge, but we overcome. Well, our benediction today, as our time winds up, is from Galatians chapter 6 and verse 18. And the apostle says there, he says, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." And I think we all can say to that, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, thank you once again for joining us. I just love you all. I really do. It's so good to be in your company, in the presence of the Lord, early every morning. It's a wonderful way to start one's day. So I consider myself divinely powered, awesomely blessed and favored because of God's goodness and because of you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Help us. Thank you, Lord. And he is strong, Lord.
Praise the
name. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you.
Praise his name.
Thank you.